This is LBC with Clive Bull.
An expert has claimed today that Facebook is using people's phones to listen in on what they're saying. Let's find out more about these claims and also who can access your phone's microphone and camera. Fevzi Turkalp joins us, editor of GadgetDetective.com, a free tech advice website. Evening, Fevzi.
Evening.
What's the truth about this then?
Well, a couple of years ago, Facebook in America introduced something called Facebook Microphone, which was something that you could switch on that meant that it could listen to what was going on around you on using the microphone on your smartphone or tablet. And the reason for that was that Facebook said that they wanted to be able to work out what TV show you were watching or what music you were listening to, and then invite you to message about it to the people on their social network.
Right.
So this was something that you could opt into and opt out of. It was never said that they would be listening to us speaking, but a professor at University of South Florida is suggesting that they may be doing just that. Her evidence for this, I have to say, is a little bit weak, I think, even by her own admission, because she tried to set up a test where she'd speak about certain things and see if Facebook posted relevant ads relevant to those topics.
Oh, yeah.
But and she said they did, but then she said, well, I may have googled for those topics as well, which kind of spoiled the experiment a bit. So I think we'd have to do a little bit more testing. But I think the general point is this: on any smart device, be it your smartphone or your tablet, there are permissions relating to individual apps. So you give apps certain permissions, and one of those permissions may or may not be the ability to access the microphone. There are many others, the ability to access your contacts.
So if you use this particular app, you need to switch off the microphone,
You don't have to switch off the microphone altogether. What you need to do is deny access to the app that you're concerned about. So in Android, that's known as permissions, and that you change the permissions for the Facebook app. For iOS devices like iPhones and so forth, you go to the app's settings, you click through to the privacy section, and then you switch the slider for the microphone off, so thereby denying that app access. Of course, that only deals with the apps that are playing fair. In other words,
well, that's what I was wondering about. Who else could potentially access your mic or even switch on your camera?
Potentially any hacker, be they a state-funded body or independent hackers. I mean, they're all hackers.
Right. Is technically possible. Then MI5 or whoever, the FBI, they could actually switch on your camera and you wouldn't know, and they could watch you.
They do that, yeah. What they'll do is they'll typically infect your system and give themselves access to your operating system settings, and they'll turn on your microphone. It also, this isn't limited to smartphones and tablets. Windows 10, for example, by default will allow itself to listen to your microphone because it has Cortana, which is their voice activated assistant, rather like Apple's Siri. And by default, the whole thing with Windows 10 is that you, by default, you give it access to your contacts, access to your microphone, all sorts of things. And bear in mind also that a lot of devices have cameras on them as well. And traditionally, when a camera comes on, on a laptop or so forth, you'll get what's called a tally light come on. A little light comes on to tell you the camera is live. But it's been shown that it's actually possible to switch on cameras without the light coming on. And that happens. Schools have used that sort of software to spy on their own students when they give them laptops, and they've been spying on their students and getting into trouble with it. So it's not just, the FBI or GCHQ that have that capability. You can buy the software to do this very, very easily.
Right, Fevzi, thank you very much. Fevzi Turkalp from GadgetDetective.com. And yes, so we are being watched and listened to on occasions.